It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The three-day Science and Technology Festival ends this weekend at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Conference Center, and it is well worth a visit to see what students and adults are working on in the area of innovative products and services. We laud the government and the University of West Indies for putting their resources together in hosting this event and underscoring the importance of collaboration and the need to attract investment. Both principal of the Cape Hill campus of the University of West Indies, Professor Clive Landis, and Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marshall Cattle, have appealed for private sector investment. As the Minister put it in the opening remarks on Wednesday, these things do not happen without investment. But if the government does not have the financial resources, does the private sector have the finances to invest in innovation? Yes. Commercial banks and credit unions are flush with money, but do they also have constraints when it comes to financing products and services in the innovation world, which has been developed by the individual or small business? Professor Landis cited a number of technology innovations which have been developed at the Cape Hill campus as well as by students after leaving the institution. This fourth trade fair has brought some tremendous products and projects to the fore, from Ralph Goddard's work on encoding, training of young and mature minds alike, to the animation of Animated Arts Learning Institute, health products, the work by students at Sharon Primary School in robotics, and the interesting education products and projects on show by Keisha Wiggins of Essential for Classrooms, and the list goes on. So how does a Ralph Goddard who has developed a world-class product find the funding to start a marketing program to international institutions and businesses? How does Keisha Wiggins afford the high cost of imported inputs to sell her education products at affordable prices? How do we get students to start the learning on a large scale if they are interested in coding and producing world-class animated products? The expertise exists, but where is the financing? Finding the money to support innovation is nothing new. For years, Barbadians have been producing innovative products and services, even on a small scale. There are some individuals and companies, global customers, whose talents should be fully utilized to teach students knowledge they have invested in. Creating generational wealth on the individual, corporate, or government levels is possible by engaging the knowledge and opportunities presented by blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. But much more is needed to attract the deep pockets and provide funding, which in some cases is restricted by regulators who believe they are protecting the consumer. If you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting, educational, and even provocative, you know what to do. Make sure you tune in every Friday and Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. on The Voice of Barbados for more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.